And actually, that's one action step, one practice that I'd like you to do this week. Because the relationship with food, unwinding this and understanding this, isn't just about food, isn't just about being willing to tolerate discomfort. It's also about noticing what we already have. I'm calling it the be astonished practice. So what I'd like you to do is every day notice what you already have, not just what you don't have. Not just what's wrong, not what needs to be changed, but what you already have, what's already here, the abundance that's in your world already. Because what we're going to be doing through this retreat is a two-part process. We're going to be noticing what we believe that's keeping us from being our full selves, from having the life we want. But we're also going to be noticing what we already have and the ways that we already have and already are who we want to be. It's both. It's not one or the other. If we totally get immersed in what needs to change, what needs to be fixed, in the discomfort, in the obstacles, in the beliefs that are no longer true, then we're going to be focusing on negativity or what's wrong or obstacles. And while I didn't mean so much negativity, so much as what's keeping us. That part is what's keeping us from having the life we want. The other part is, how do we have already what we want? And on the simplest level, we have a body. Think about what all the people, the 350,000 people who have died today, would give to have a body, to have one more second in this life, to be able to look at the person or people they love one more time, to be able to smell or taste or touch. On the simplest level, we have that. But for every day that you wake up, notice what you already have. Notice what you already have. And the other part of this practice, and I've talked about that through the call, is the first eating guideline, which is to eat when you're hungry. Eat when you're hungry. And hunger is a survival mechanism. You need to eat to live. Everybody gets hungry. It may be a very long time since you've eaten when you were hungry, because most of us eat because it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner time, or because it's in front of us, or because we're celebrating, or because we're commiserating, or for any number of reasons besides physical hunger. But because hunger is a survival mechanism, because we need to eat to live, because it's biologically adaptive, we need it, we need to feel it, we need to feel it to live. So the way you tell when you're hungry is by checking into your body. And the way you check into your body, you can do this when you wake up in the morning. You can do this, of course, before you eat. That's a great time to do it, because what the aim of this guideline is to eat only when you're hungry. Right now, what I want you to do is to learn what your hunger signals are. What does hunger feel like to you? And to do this, you have to wait long enough to get hungry. So you can rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being really, really hungry, 5 being comfortable, 10 being stuffed, 4 or below you're hungry, 5 or above you're not. You rate yourself on that hunger scale. How hungry are you? How do you know? Where do you feel it? Check different parts of your body. Your mouth hunger is not indicative of your body hunger. Your mouth can start salivating at the sight of food, even if you're already full. So just know that about your mouth, because if you don't, then you can say, oh, well, my mouth feels hungry. And yes, your mouth might feel hungry, but that doesn't mean that your body's hungry. So just then you check in, and by that I mean you focus your attention on your throat and you notice any sensations that are in your throat, and then your belly and your abdomen area. And you notice what that feels like. Is it growling? Do you feel empty? Does it feel spacey? What does it feel like? And rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 before you eat and see what happens.
Great.
So that's the practice. That's the two-part practice for this week. The astonishment, I'm calling it astonished at what you already have and eat when you're hungry, the two-pronged practice that we're doing this week. And I know we've gotten to the end of the call, and I want to thank all of you. I want to thank Cheryl, and I want to thank all of you for being here, for staying here. Those of you listening online, thank you. Acknowledge yourself for having the courage to show up and for having the courage and the longing to use your relationship with food as the doorway.
Great. So that's the end of this evening. Please remember, everyone, that if you go to the student area, you can submit a question to Janine over the week, and we'll look through them before the next class. So please feel free to do that. And Janine, thanks so much. It was a great call.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. See you next time.
Yes. Bye.